Radio Real. Real radio, your reality. This is Gabrielle Real, and thank you for joining me for some real conversations. Hello there, Radio Real listeners. This is Gabrielle Real, and I'm here speaking to Radio Real presenter and co-founder Edward Pierce about his show, Breakfast or Bedlam in Babbage, depending on what time of the year. We have two names for it. That's going to be celebrating its fourth anniversary on Radio Real this coming weekend. And what's the actual date, Edward?
The 14th. Hang on, he says. Checking the calendar. No, 13th, I lie.
The 13th.
Saturday the 13th. 8 till 11. So I do a special extra hour.
Ooh, cool.
This month.
Excellent.
That's Pacific.
Yep, 8 to 11 North American Pacific time. And everyone can have their breakfast and stay in their jammies and eat their cereal and listen to the fourth anniversary of Breakfast in Babbage. So I wanted to talk about the show, and first off, I want to mention that it's the second longest running show on Radio Real, with the exception of your other show, Real Radio Theater. So you win for stamina and focus.
I'm stuck in a rut. No.
No. You win for the stamina and focus of your shows, because Real Theater is going to be 5 this year, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, and so Breakfast in Babbage is now 4, and I can't believe it's been 4 years. So we started in summer 2009, and you've always been known for your really, I was going to say really out there, but awesome shows featuring a lot of comedy and all sorts of just fun off the wall song parodies. That's something that you've been doing on Radio Real since we started in 2007, but you took it to a whole other level with Breakfast in Babbage, and you've been doing it ever since. So I wanted to ask you about what prompted you. Why did you decide to kind of take those one-off shows, you were doing them occasionally, and turn them into a series? What were there any specific things that inspired you to actually create Breakfast in Babbage?
It was a combination of things. 2 months before the first show, so that would have been around the start of May.
May, yeah.
Mr. Tink in Babbage, the Clock Wonder, had asked me to DJ for a party of his, for his Res Day party. And we were trying to work out a date and a time, time zones being the biggest problem.
Yeah,
with
challenge.
International thing. So, you know, what's me not being a morning person in general usually rules out evenings for European listeners, and you know, evenings my time means that most of the US is asleep. So we sat down and we were trying to work out a time for it, and we ended up he said, well, how about we do it as a morning thing, because you know, 8 o'clock Pacific time worked out, you know, that was sort of most of the US was awake. That was late afternoon for the Europeans.
And the Europeans were around in the
And that was 1 a.m. my time, which, you know, being nocturnal, I was like, yeah, 1 a.m., full on.
Sure, I'll play a show in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. And so we did that, and he sort of suggested doing some, you know, he actually said, I want it to feel like music that would be Saturday morning cartoons. I go, okay, yep, we can work with this.
Uh-huh.
And so once we did that, and that worked off quite well, and I thought, you know, this would actually make a nice idea for a regular gig in New Babbage, because I think that was probably not long after the Clarendon actually went down.
Yes. Yep.
New Babbage.
Yep, it was actually. You're correct.
So that was sort of, okay, here's an idea for a regular gig at the venue.
The new venue at the time, yep.
Yeah, at the time. And I think the first couple were sort of pretty generic mixing TV and movie theme music with, you know, assorted novelty stuff. Most people who've listened to my thing will know that I'm a huge Weird Al Yankovic fan.
Oh, yes.
I've also had a love of Danny Kaye since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
The two Ronnies. There used to actually be there was a very short-lived radio station here locally called Laugh FM. And they had, you know, they dug out sort of old...
Oh, like classic radio.
Classic radio shows. Yep.
Comedy
like
and...
And
cool.
You know, I remember at one point, I've managed to track down... I know what the album title is now, but I still can't find it. There was a Ronnie Barker, some of his early music I heard on there for the first time. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. and even, you know, things like... there's Keith Michelle's Captain Beaky song. You know, weird things that people go, oh my God, haven't heard that in years.
Yep.
And I say, yes, I found that and I have it.
Yep.
I
think one of the most common things I hear at your shows is, where did you get that? Everybody says, where did you find this?
So some of it is, I suppose, you know, because it's old enough that I can remember it from years ago, and it, for whatever reason, it's stuck in my head, and I go, must go and find that. So, aha, right.
Yep.
And then other things, because, yeah, you know, after I did the first couple of shows, I started thinking, well, maybe I need to make each one a little bit more interesting. I need to try and do a theme for it.
Yep, that's when you started to focus.
Yeah, so I think the first theme one I did was a spy one. And then we sort of started getting into, you know, October is the Halloween-y, scary,
yep,
spooky edition, as I call it. Christmas is all things Christmas.
Yep.
I've done water ones, space travel, fairy stories. I mean, I did, I think at one point I was thinking, oh, I'll do a sports one. And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, because most people that are listening to this, their idea of sports is watching it on TV,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But even that, I started out, I think I got a half an hour worth of music, and I'm going, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. and then I started, you know, doing internet searches for music, and, you know, came up with a lot of, because one of the things I wanted to do that was specifically to avoid songs that had just been co-opted by sports teams.
Yep.
I wanted actual songs that were about a sport. Didn't
mm-hmm.
have to be. Yeah, you know, it could be pretty much anything. And I mean, I've got an entire album. I have no idea why I've got it, but I have an entire album of Australian Football League club songs.
Okay.
strangely, for someone from Melbourne, I'm not into Australian rules football at all.
Okay.
To the point of even, you know, people say, oh, what team do you follow? No, don't have one. Which is sort of like being an atheist in, you know.
I was going to say, it's probably heresy.
Yeah, just a...
Heresy. I remember you did Cowboys recently.
Yeah, I've done Cowboys.
West.
Did a fairy tale one. We did an entire program of Muppets at one point because somebody
yep.
said something about Muppets and I went, aha, I can do Muppets.
Yep.
So,
how have you been thinking of the themes? Have you just been...
Sometimes there'll be things that will come through. Like the villains one came through as an idea from Dr. Oblonsky. The Muppets one was a comment made by Jenny Ginsberg. Mm-hmm. I think there was the Urchins one or the kids one came out. I made a passing comment, something about having a mental image of the Creedence Clearwater Willie and the Poor Boys song, imagining the new Babbage Urchins.
With the urchins, okay.
And doing that. And I'm going, you know, we should do like a kid's thing. So
so you've really pulled a lot of inspiration from your listeners, which of course people in the people who listen to Radio Real and the people in New Babbage are all, you know, incredibly fun and eclectic and interesting, and so yeah, they come up with ideas and it's like you'll take it and just run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So so it's and I think I have you know, you'll look through for themes of something, and if I'm drawing a blank, you know, sometimes I've been quite lucky and it's like, right, okay, we've got October, I've got a November one plan, you know, October's easy, that's the Halloween stuff.
Right.
I've got to plan something for November. Yeah, okay, we've got that one done. And December is Christmas, so that's the next 3 months done, easy.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to sort of, you know, March, April or something.
April,
going,
yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yep.
I think I've done one, I did an anti-Halloween one once in February. So that was all of the breakup songs and the, you know, You're a Stalker and all that.
Oh, the anti Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I think I remember that one. The whole kind of, yes, like you said, the anti love songs, which there's plenty of those to pull from.
Yeah. So, and I've done, you know, I did, I think one, I did a money one, which again was inspired by another event that somebody sort of done a couple of songs together that were all money related.
About money, okay.
I like that, yes. And, you know, food one. I mean, the food one was easy.
Yeah. Is there anything that you'd still, without giving away any future shows, is there any show that you'd really like to do or that you kind of have, like, the ultimate fantasy show that you could do if you had access to all the audio, if you had access to kind of unlimited access to music, old recordings? Because, like, probably a lot of the stuff that you would want to pull from is still on albums and was never converted to CD or MP3.
As the example that I mentioned before was a Ronnie Barker album that was released before he teamed up with Ronnie Corbett. So that's how long ago that was. And it's I had the lyrics stuck in my head for years. And I was posting on, you know, occasionally I'd sort of go, all right, time for another search. And I'd go through and post on Usenet forums and things like that. And I finally managed to find someone who said, oh, you've misheard one of the lyrics here. This is what it should be. And this is where it's from. I was like, yes, Eureka. And then, of course, I went off to try and find it. And it's a, like, it was a limited press run vinyl from 1950 something or other, which, if you want to pay for a collector's premium to buy the album,
right?
You know, I'm not after the physical thing. I just want the music off.
Right.
But it's like, I think it's A Pint of Old Peculiar or something like that. But it's rather expensive to get. And then, you know, obviously you've then got to try and convert it and all that sort of stuff.
Right. But luckily, more and more stuff is showing up. People are converting it and putting it up online. I mean, it's a totally different source on the internet compared to like 10 years ago.
Just
you can find some really obscure stuff. Sometimes it takes
with the sports one, you know, I was trying to fill out, you know, I'd done the usual Google list for, you know, okay, give me sports music, and you know, you get Eye of the Tiger and all the usual things, and I can't remember, I started sort of keying in specific sports and it's like, have we got music for this sport and this one, and I stumbled across a fencing song of all things. Who would have thought that there'd be a song about fencing? But apparently there is. So, you know, it's like, right, we'll have to go and get a copy of that. So,
and I you know what? we have a... Did I put up the album of the Edwardian sporting songs for you for that? Or did I forget to do that?
I think I forgot to do that. I'm sure I would have remembered that one.
I know. Yeah, I have an entire album of Edwardian sporting songs. Shoot. Well, if you ever do sports again in the future, I'm going to make sure to pass that over to you. Okay. It's really, again, turn of the century, 19th, 20th century stuff, all pretty much English in origin. So, yeah. Have you done any repeat shows? Or
I've done a couple of repeat shows. The Cowboy one that I did recently was a repeat, although the earlier one was Western, so not as much of a difference. Yeah. The Spy one I've done twice, and although, you know, the Christmas ones and the Halloween ones I do each year, I try and vary those up so that, you know, I mean, some of the songs, I think, you know, Chipmunks Roasting Over an Open Fire.
Yeah.
Will They're always
be classics. Played. Yep, exactly. Classics.
But you know, yeah, I try and get some new stuff in and say, oh, I haven't heard this one before. And then, you know, for the upcoming, for the special, I was sort of looking through and I remember something came up in conversation at one point about one of the weird songs that I'd played years ago, which is called, it was a Corky and the Juice Pig song called The Only Gay Eskimo. I'm going, what? I was like, yeah. All right, I will play this for the anniversary. So that one's in there. So,
oh, excellent. Well, congratulations on 4 years, and thank you for your 4 years of fabulous, wacky, wonderful shows. Just to remind everybody, the fourth anniversary of Breakfast in Babbage is going to be Saturday, June 13th from 8 to 11 a.m. North American Pacific Time. And if you're listening to this podcast sometime in the future, you can tune in. One thing to remind everybody that we haven't mentioned yet is that we actually move the show around depending on the time of year. It's Breakfast in Babbage during the Northern Hemisphere's summertime, and then when the Northern Hemisphere goes into winter and it becomes Edward's summer, because of the daylight savings time switch, it really completely puts us even further time wise from where Edward is. So we move into the afternoon.
Once you go into winter, you obviously take off an hour. Down here, we go into summer, so we add on.
You add your hour, yeah. And so
it's the other way, and it's like, well, 1 a.m. start, I can deal with. 3 a.m. start, not so.
No. And so I think you run that from 2 to 4?
Yeah, 2 to 4 Saturday afternoons.
Saturday afternoons, North American Pacific time, and that's in the Northern Hemisphere winter time. So if you're listening to this podcast some point, after this anniversary show, you can still tune in because I'm sure it'll still be going strong. So thank you so much, sweetie.
That's right. You're welcome.
Real Conversations is produced by Gabrielle Real for Radio Real. The Real Conversations theme is by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. Learn more about the programs offered on Radio Real at RadioReal.org.